Good morning. This is a day that the Lord's made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is good to be here in the house of the Lord with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are family, whether we know each other or not. Remember that. And when you look around you, you are looking at family, an imperfect bunch of, well, we're a real collection of nuts. But you know what? The love of Christ is what binds us together, and we're family. So we share each other's burdens, we share each other's joys, we glorify God, and we gather together in this place, not as just regular people out on the street, but we gather together in this place as warriors, soldiers for Christ. And in this place, we bathe in His presence. We soak in the Holy Spirit. And then we go out of these doors and we fight the good fight of faith at home, at work, and on the streets. Because it is a messed up world and they need us to do that. So it's good to be here. Our Consecration Sunday, we've got a lot wrapped into today, Consecration Sunday and Communion. As you come up for Communion today, you can bring your pledge card if you've received it and filled it out. And you can put your pledge card in the basket. If you want to, you can place it under the altar. You can put it in the offering plate. But that's why the basket's there today. If you did not bring your pledge card and you need one, you can ask. We'll get you a blank one. Or you can use an index card and fill out how much you are willing to commit to the church in the way of prayer and in being here in attendance and in your tithes and offerings, in your gifts and getting involved. You can write that out and put that on a card and drop that in the offering plate at any time. It helps us to plan for ministry for the coming year. We always covet your prayers, though, for the ministry of the church. So, all of that, and there'll be several other announcements that Tracy will give to you. And a clipboard is becoming around. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for today, for all the many, many, many blessings that you've given to us. Thank you. Blessed be your holy name. And we gather together in this place to worship you and to praise you, to become more like Jesus. We gather together in this place to repent of our sins, to repent of our hypocrisy. We gather together in this place, God, to meet the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. So come, Holy Spirit. We pray that what we do here is pleasing unto you and life-changing to us. Fill us all with love for one another. Fill us especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seat, I again offer a warm welcome to all present this morning and to any of our visitors. I know we have one visitor, dear friends, a friend of Joey and Sarah. Welcome. And if we have... Who's? Oh, Bonnie's cousins. Okay. So we have some visitors. Visitors, if you would like some information about our church, please ask the pastor, me, any of our ushers, or if you so desire, there are packets of a plethora of information hanging on the shepherd's crook outside the double doors. A reminder to please sign the registration page that is found in your red folder. Pass it to others in your pew. Also, there are 3x5 index cards in those red folders. If you do have a specific prayer this morning that you would like to bring to pastor's attention, please complete that card, and the ushers will bring it forward. Our November Bible verse can be found on the top center of your today's bulletin. Please recite that twice through with me, our November memory verse. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We do have a variety of announcements this morning. I would ask that you do take pay specific attention to those. This is our Thanksgiving and Christmas season. We have many activities going on in the life of our church. I'd like to highlight just a few of our mission projects that will be coming up. Our outreach committee will provide food baskets for Thanksgiving for families in our area. And as we have done in the past, in the narthex, there's a poster board and some sticky notes that give you suggestions on exactly what they need. So please find it in your heart to pull a few of those stickies off so that we can provide some ample Thanksgiving baskets. Also, our United Methodist women, specifically Donna Weber. So if you have any particular questions in addition to what's in today's bulletin, please see Donna for Operation Christmas Child. And I believe, Donna, was this the shoebox ministry? Okay, it's and we've been doing shoebox ministry for many years. So Donna and Dot are in charge of the shoebox, now known as Operation Christmas Child. Now Diane has a few announcements.
I told you I would be waiting until after Halloween. I cannot wait until after Thanksgiving. We need to talk Advent. There are three new slips of paper on the clipboard today. The first one is for Hanging of the Greens, which is November 26th. We're asking you to sign up, if at all possible, if you think you can be there, just so I know how much pizza to order. We like to welcome you, though, even if you don't sign up, to come to stay after church that day and help us to make our sanctuary and parlor and entrance hall ready for the holidays. And the second sheet is for lighting of the Advent wreath. There's a little bit of reading, and you get to play with fire in lighting the candles. So if any of you are interested in that, that sheet is coming around. And we're asking for families of all types. It could be roommates. It could be friends. It could be grandparents and grandchildren. Whatever your definition of family is, that's who we want to do the Advent wreath. And the third sheet is we would like to have refreshments after both services for the first three Sundays of Advent, since Christmas Eve is on a Sunday this year. And we'd like to do it a little bit differently than last year. We'd like the people who sign up for first service on a Sunday to coordinate with the people from second service so that the first service people would do the setup and bring in some cookies. The second service people would bring in cookies or punch for both services, but they're in charge of the takedown so that we don't have to change decorations, et cetera, each time. So those are the top three sheets on here, and we ask you to prayerfully consider volunteering. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Those are some wonderful ministries here in the church. Of course, every Sunday is a great Sunday for many of the activities, but especially now as we prepare for Advent, the birth of our Lord, this is just a great time to get into that spirit, both decorative and holy. So if you can help out, please give that some prayerful consideration. Also, with regard to what's coming up, poinsettia orders. The poinsettias that beautifully decorate our sanctuary, there is a poinsettia order form in your bulletin. Now, I'd ask that you turn your hearts and minds as we begin our worship. Thank you, Cathedral Bells. Beautiful way to start our morning worship. I would now ask that you stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response. These words from Psalm 1. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked, but their delight is in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff, which the wind drives away. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous,
but the way of the wicked will perish.
Please remain standing for hymn number 711, For All the Saints, found in your red hymnal. Please be seated.
I want you to take a walk with me, and we're going to stop and smell the roses. Okay, what has God blessed us with that we can see here around us? People, that's right. And not just people, but our family. This is family. Come on with me. What else do you see? Friends, yeah, family, friends, yeah. What else has God blessed us with in here? Babies. Okay, we'll keep going back to the people. That's good. There's little babies. There's big babies. But what else has God blessed us with? What do you think? Let me pews. You are going to be a congresswoman someday. You're speaking for everybody. Yes, you are. Well, of course, everybody else is being so quiet. How about, what's this? Carpet. Okay, and
shelter,
sanctuary, yeah. What else can we be thankful for? What was that? Windows. About the windows. They're gorgeous. And what is it about the windows that it's a blessing from God? The colors. Yes, the stained glass. The colors. God has given us. I mean, we could have all just been, gray. Everything could have been gray in life, but it's not. We have variety of colors, just like we have variety of people. Can anybody see anything else that we should be thankful for? Food. Food's always a good thing to be thankful for. Water. Anybody from the back here? Anybody? You see anything that we should be thankful for? No? Bible and hymnals, and how about the education to read all that with? We should be thankful for that. How about
air,
oxygen, and smells? Well, most of the time we should be thankful for smells, depending on who we're sitting next to. Seeing, being able to see, being able to
hear,
being able to
talk,
being able to. Yeah, not everybody can do that. We've got a lot to be thankful for. Let's go back down here. Let's see. Air, light, sanctuary, carpeting, pews, people, music. Oh, yeah, cool. We should be thankful for bells. Miss Diane, and for pianos, and for our choir, musicians. We should also be thankful for this. Do you know what this is? What is this?
Consecration.
Consecration, yes. This is an offering basket, and we're going to put our pledges in here today. But we should be thankful for the opportunity to give to God just a small part of that which he's blessed us with. We should always be thankful to be able to tithe and to give gifts and offerings to people in the name of Jesus, because it's our way of saying to God, thank you. And God says, you cannot give me. He says, try me. And that's in my sermon later, but God loves it when we give to him. We give to him with a cheerful heart. Because everything that we have, everything, it all comes from God anyways. So we give it back to him so that he'll use it through the church to tell other people about Jesus. So let's huddle up. All right, dear Heavenly Father, pour out your spirit upon us and help us to stop and smell the roses. Help us to look around and be thankful for everything that we have. And then help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to be a blessing to others and to love them in the name of Jesus. For this we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Diane and choir, for that beautiful song. The Word of God this morning is from the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 3, 7 through 17. Please hear these words. And the Lord said to Joshua, This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And you shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is to pass over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan shall be stopped from flowing, and the waters coming down from above all shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of Israel of harvest. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap far off, at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those following down toward the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were wholly cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. And while all Israel were passing over on dry ground, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Please heed these words from Joshua and the Lord.
As a special treat today, during our offering, I'd like to present something a little bit special, very special. We have a former choir member in our audience today that sang a beautiful song for All Saints Day a number of years ago with our choir, and we'd like you to hear her again. This is Elaine when I see him.
Elaine is on my right, your left. Elaine, for some new members in the church, Elaine and Bill are long-time, lifelong members of this church. Please hear her beautiful voice now. And with that, I would ask the ushers to come forward for the presentation of our tithes and offering taken during Elaine's solo.
Someday fade from
Dear Heavenly Father, we give to you with a cheerful heart today. We give to you, Lord, knowing that everything comes from you. We give to you, Lord, knowing that that which we give to you will come back to us manyfold, because that's your promise to us. And so we give, Lord, with a hope and a prayer that you will bless and multiply these offerings and use them through the ministry of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seated. Joys and concerns. Anybody have a joy that they'd like to share?
Elaine and Bill.
Bernie's birthday today. Okay. Other joys.
On Friday, Diane and I got to meet our daughter's Heather's boyfriend.
Fritz and Diane got to meet their daughter Heather's boyfriend. Of course, after meeting Fritz, I don't know if he's still her boyfriend or not. But.
Indoor plumbing.
I love the holidays. Okay, well, praise the Lord. Absolutely. What was that? Your cousin? Hannah went to her first concert? Okay. The BOP? What does that stand for? Kids Bop. Kid Bop. Okay.
And her mother survived it.
Yes. Mom survived. And the twins, they're a joy. Yeah. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. I'll read off what we have here. We have our country and our country's leaders always need prayer for our country at all levels of the government, local and state, national. We need prayers for our church that God would bless us and prosper us in all areas, that we would especially be soldiers for Christ. We need prayer for addicts, family and friends. We need prayer for those who are battling cancer, Doris, Virginia, David. We need prayer for our first responders and for Dodie and Bonnie, who's battling the sinus and chest cold thing, and for Mike and Stoyan and Henrietta, for Lisa and Valerie and Eleanor, for Bobby. For victims of violence and victims of natural disasters. Let's not forget those whose lives were turned upside down by the hurricanes and the earthquakes and the fires.
Gary.
Sandy and the, what family? Nelson family, okay. Let's remember Sandy in our prayers. Let's pray for Bob, for Matt and family. Pray for our youth group. Traveling mercies for all those who are on the road. And remember Ethel and Bill in your prayers. JJ was moved to Allegheny General Hospital this past week. And when JJ, who was in the car wreck, who basically had his face ripped off, among a whole bunch of other injuries, when he got to Allegheny General Hospital, they examined him and said that Forbes did everything wrong, and they had to start over from scratch. And so they had to remove pieces of his skull and put them into his face, take the skin off his arms, put that onto his face. And the thing that really bothers Ethel and Bill is the lack of communication right now. They're not conversing with them. So we brought Ethel down last service, and we gathered prayer warriors around her. And I tell you, it brought a tear to my eye to see how many folks came down, and we prayed for her and Bill and JJ. So keep them in your prayers. Billy Graham turns 99 on November 7th. Keep him in your prayers, too. Pray for the election. If you have an unspoken request, raise your hand. God sees the hand and knows the details. For all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. God, we thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. You are the great I am. You are the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you. And Lord, we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of the requests that have been made known here today, spoken and unspoken. We believe, God, that you're greater than any problem that anybody has. No matter what the world says, no matter what doctors say, no matter what things look like, We believe, God, that you will meet all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We believe that we have favor with God and man. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. And it is also written that if God be for us, who can be against us? And so we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of these folks in these situations. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse 1. And then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. If the shoe fits, wear it. And really struggled with this sermon today, because as I was praying about it and reading it over and then writing it out, I was putting on a pair of shoes that fit really, really tight and were uncomfortable. It really hit close to home. Here, Matthew's warning everybody to beware of the Pharisees. He says that even though they sit in a position of authority in the church, you got to do what they tell you to do. Don't do what they do. Don't copy them, for they're not setting a good example, because they are hypocrites. They do not practice what they preach. It's not the first time he talked about this, though. Back in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, it says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." And then verse 16. Continue on, verse 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Now 16. And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't run around and say, look what I've done. Look how I blessed people. Look what I gave to them. Look what I put into the offering plate. Look at me. Wow. The Bible tells us that if you're going to boast, only boast in the Lord. Don't boast in anything else. Can't take credit for what we've done. It all comes from God. Don't be a hypocrite. And I know that we've all seen hypocrites at one time or another, haven't we? A lot of us, I know I've seen them in the mirror, but we've seen hypocrites. I'm sure that you have in person. You may be thinking of somebody right now. Certainly, if you haven't seen them in person, you've seen them on TV. Especially on those religious shows where they get out there and start bragging and wearing all of the jewelry and, man. Now, I'm not saying all of them are hypocrites, but a lot of them are. There's no humility there. A lot of hypocrites in life. We become hypocrites in a lot of different ways, too. Sometimes we're asked to get involved in a project at church or in the community. And it's going to require our time and our energy, our money. And so we do it grudgingly, and we make sure everybody knows. I'm complaining and moaning and groaning about doing this. I'm doing it, but I'm doing it kicking and screaming. Well, that's being a hypocrite. Doing it for the wrong reasons. We come to church, we sit in the pew, we say some prayers, we sing some hymns, if we sing at all. We put some moolah in the plate, but when it comes time to move out of our comfort zone and get involved and dig deeper, we say, no way, Jose. Can you say hypocrite? United Methodist Hymnal. When we join the church, which we had people do last week, we have some more people doing it in a couple weeks, we ask them these questions. Pretty standard in a lot of churches. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Do you reject the evil powers of this world? Do you repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? In other words, we don't sit back, but we go out and engage evil, and we fight it tooth and nail. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace? Do you trust God with everything that you have and everything that you are? And do you promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And people say, I do. We baptize them, we make them members, and then we don't see them again. Can we say hypocrites? People who say they will do one thing and do the other. People who come in and get involved and do and they give and they brag about it. Look what I've done. Hypocrites. But you know what? If the shoe fits, wear it. Boy, and it can get mighty, mighty uncomfortable. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31 says, therefore, as it is written, let those who boast, boast in the Lord. Malachi chapter 3. It's the last book in the Old Testament, right before Matthew. Malachi chapter 3. verses 8 through 10. God says, will a man rob God, and yet you rob me? But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. The food in God's house is all that spiritual food, all the ministry that we do, the way we take care of people and help people in the community. And we're supposed to bring the whole tithe into the church to do that. My mom, and I've said this before, that my mom, she's a good Christian lady. I mean, she just loved church and loved to pray and Bible study every day. And we used to sit around and talk Jesus till my dad went nuts, But my mom, she always felt that part of her tithe could go to help her children or go to help somebody in the community or a friend or some other charity. And then one day, some fella came and gave a teaching at the church about the tithe. And the tithe is to go into the storehouse. The storehouse is wherever you're getting fed. That's your church. And your whole tithe, whatever that may be, whatever you decide you want to give with a cheerful heart, that comes into the church so that together the church can put it all together and we can take care of this charity or that charity. We can get more done together than we can if everybody gives it to where they want to give it. Instead, we can get a lot done by pulling together. And mom said, yeah, she goes, that makes sense. So money that she gives to help other people, that's her gifts and offerings. But the tithe comes into the storehouse. And then God says in Malachi, he says, test me in this. Test me in this, the Lord Almighty says, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. When we truly trust God with everything we have, God pours it back onto us more than we gave to him in the first place. But God, forgive us, because we are hypocrites. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5. You know, in the beginning of Acts, we have the new church. Jesus was resurrected. He appeared unto all these people, and he ascended into heaven. And the disciples got together, and they waited for power from on high, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they began preaching and teaching and doing miracles. And it says that the church, they broke bread together, they fellowshiped together every day, and they met together, and they studied the scriptures, and they talked about what Jesus said and did, and they took care of each other. And it said that nobody in church had any need, because everybody threw all their money into the same pot, and they brought their property, and they gave it to the church, and they sold it, and they gave money to everybody so that nobody was in any kind of trouble. And the church grew by thousands every day. People were baptized and became members. Grew in leaps and bounds. And Ananias and Sapphira, they sold some of their property. And they brought the money to the disciples. And they didn't bring it all, though. They just brought some of it. And they told the disciples, here's all the money we got for selling that property. We're giving it to you. See how good we are? Well, Ananias came by himself. And when he gave the money to the disciples said, why are you lying to us? God said you're lying to us. You had every right to come in here and say, here's some of the money, but you didn't. You came in and said, here's all the money, and yet you kept some of that money for yourself. You were being a hypocrite, and you lied to God. And Ananias fell down dead at their feet. 3 hours later, his wife, Sapphira, comes in, and she told the disciples the same thing. Here's the money from the sale of the property. Here's all the money. And they said, your husband was just in here. We know the truth. You're lying. And she fell dead at their feet. Now, I'm not saying you're going to die if you don't put money in the offering plate. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying there's hypocrites. God knows the truth. We can't mock God. He will not be mocked. We will reap what we sow. And Jesus is saying, don't be a hypocrite. Our church building is absolutely beautiful, gorgeous inside and out. It is one of the finest looking churches for miles around. Does our building make us holy? No, it doesn't. Does our building prevent us from being hypocrites? Nope, doesn't. It's what we do in the name of Jesus that counts. It's the outreach, the evangelism, the spreading of the gospel is all that matters. When we boast about the building, we are not boasting about God. We've got to give God the honor and the glory and the praise. So when we boast, let's boast in the Lord. God, help us to use what we have here and at home for your honor and glory and praise. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Don't just listen to the word, but do what it says. I mean, you can go home and have roast preacher for lunch all you want, but don't ignore the word of God. Don't be a hypocrite. And always remember to own up to it too. Because if the shoe fits, wear it. So do we brag? Do we moan and groan? Are we full of pride? Do we withhold the blessings that God has given us? As we read in our opening scripture, Matthew 23, 12 says, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. God, forgive us for being hypocrites. Pour out your Spirit upon us and use us and all that we have for your honor and glory and praise. We repent of our hypocrisy. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you, and so do I. If you'll look in your bulletin, you'll find the liturgy for our All Saints Day here. Inside the bulletin, you'll find a list of the honor roll of saints, which we'll be reading in a little bit. Also, there's a 2017 Living Memorial Endowment Fund. These were given this past year. Then there were the gifts given to the glory of God in loving memory. On the back of that, there we have designated memorial gifts, Vacation Bible School Memorial Fund, the glass doors, the bench, the food bank, media ministry. And then we have a list of items purchased with memorial funds. A good way to pay respect and honor to the memory of those who have gone on before us and to their faithfulness. So on the back, we have our litany. Please follow along. Ever-living God, this day revives in us memories of loved ones who are no more. What happiness we shared when they walked among us. What joy when loving and being loved, we lived our lives together. Months or years may have passed, and still we feel near to them. Our hearts yearn for them. Though the bitter grief has softened, a duller pain abides, for the place where once they stood is empty now. The links of life are broken, but the links of love and longing cannot break.
If their souls are bound up and are spread.
We see them now with the eye of memory, their faults forgiven, their virtues grown larger. So does goodness live and weakness fade from sight. We remember them with gratitude and bless their names. And we remember as well as the members who but yesterday were part of our congregation and community. To all who cared for us and labored for all people, we pay tribute. May we prove worthy of carrying on the tradition of our faith, for now the task is ours. We give you thanks that they now live and reign with you. As a great crowd of witnesses, they surround us with their blessings and offer you hymns of praise and thanksgiving. The Honor Roll of Saints. Michael Campbell. Cynthia Dolnack. Louis Rudolph. John Fort. Philip Hawk. Cal Hook. Corey Hook. John Palumbo. Gene Florick. Paul Bickerstaff. Jay Boyd. Shirley Cooper. Earl Steele. Margaret Fontana. Jerry Vernell Sr. Donald Hansel. Christine Sima. Jacqueline Ludwig. Wanda Horvath. The endless cloud of witnesses has gone before us, leaving us a legacy of hope and discipleship. Learn from those who have shown God's love in all that they have said and done. You have been set on the path of faithful discipleship. Be at peace. Thank you, Lord. Page 15 of your hymnal, if you'd follow along, please. Service of Word and Table 3. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, Lord God Almighty, for all that you have done for us, for pulling us back from the brink of eternal damnation, for saving us and bringing us into a right standing with you through the sacrifice of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father and Son and Holy Ghost, for loving us that much. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our King, Jesus, that on that night that you would have that last meal with your disciples, you took the bread, and after you had blessed it, We pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of Christ. You broke that bread, and you gave it to your disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is given for you." And likewise, after supper, you took the cup. And after you had blessed it, you gave it to your disciples, saying, "Take and drink you all of this, for this is my cup of the new covenant." We pray, Lord, that you would bless it, that it would be for us the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. He said, as often as you do this, he said, do this in remembrance of me. And so we do thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. In remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And come, Holy Spirit, into this place right now. Come, Holy Spirit, and search our hearts. Search our hearts and cleanse us from all hypocrisy. Cleanse us from all malice and anger and desires for revenge. Cleanse us, Lord, and fill us with forgiveness for those who have hurt us. Fill us with your love. Prepare our hearts right now for communion, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The ushers, please. Kneel if you're able, and partake of the bread, lift it up. This is the body of Jesus Christ, and he loves us. Take and eat. Take the cup and hold it up. His blood shed for us. He was whipped, beaten, humiliated, nailed to the cross, and shed every drop of his blood for you and me. His blood shed for you. Take and drink. And now rise and go and serve Jesus in all that you do. If the shoe fits, hey, God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us. And I know that I wear those shoes just way too often. I really do. And God forgive all of us for being hypocrites. But we also have to, we need to realize that when we are hypocrites, we're not only hurting God or hurting each other, we're hurting our witness to the rest of the world. How many times have you heard somebody say, I'm not going to that church or I'm not going to church at all because it's just a bunch of hypocrites? And there's a lot of truth in that. We can't come into this place and thank God for all that he's done for us through communion, through our salvation and blessings. And we count our blessings with the kids. And then we go out these doors and treat our neighbors and fellow human beings like garbage. We've got to pull together. We've got to fight the good fight of faith. We've got to be aggressive soldiers for Christ. So let's pray. God, forgive us for being hypocrites. Search our hearts if there be any unclean way in us, any hypocrisy. Cleanse us of that and lead us on the path to eternal life. Come, Holy Spirit, make it so. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.